This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So last week, in case you missed it, folks, we want you to really pay attention to our old friend Don Eckert. Now, Don Eckert is irrepressible. He's our favorite curmudgeon. And during the After the Paracast episode we did with him, I kind of thought for a second he was ready to just, you know, hang up the phone, because I got him started because he had jumped into a political vent and I didn't really want to get into the politics of it. But anyway, he's fun to talk to. He's been doing it an awful long time, and he's trying as best he can to get down to the mystery. But when we get into the political thing, and Randall, I know you're going to want to jump into this, and our guest this week, Stephen Williams, the ghost hunter from Memphis, will probably want to get involved. Of course, we know about the naval UFO sightings, the gun camera photos, and all that stuff that's come out ever since we learned about the Pentagon UFO program and the association with the To the Stars Academy with Tom DeLong. I want to tell you this, by the way, before we go on with this. I have never, ever heard a Blink 182 recording. I know, Randall, you're a musician, so I don't know if you care about that or not. I never have. I have no idea what kind of music they do. Stephen Williams, have you ever heard Blink 182?
I have not.
Hey, just makes two of us. You, Randall?
Oh, I've heard some of their stuff, but I don't own any of their stuff. They're actually not too bad. I was a little bit kind of like, I don't know, just standoffish about the whole Blink 182 thing. They're not really part of, I guess, my generation. They came a little bit later, but they're not bad.
What kind of style is it?
I guess it depends on which song you listen to. The best thing to do, really, if you want to check them out, just go Google them or look them up on YouTube and check them out that way. They're fairly heavy in their own way, but they have a variety of styles that kind of fuse rock and rap and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, okay. You know, it's like kind of, okay, what is the Beatles style? And, you know, you think you know what it is, and then you listen to When I'm 64, All My Loving and Helter Skelter, and Within You and Without You, and then I say, what is the Beatles style? But we don't want to get into that because we'll never have an answer. We want to talk to you about UFOs and the gun camera photos. Because a while back, I think a year or two back, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was then, you know, one of the many White House press secretaries, she was asked during one of those rare press briefings if she had talked to President Trump about UFOs, and she said she hadn't, but she would, and she's long gone. And I think they've gone through one or two more. There's a story that came out with CNN, of course, Trump's favorite TV network, Laugh. He said this past Wednesday, called footage from the Pentagon showing unidentified aerial phenomena a hell of a video. And he told Reuters he wonders if it's real. Now, that kind of sort of surprises me, Randall. What do you think?
Well, they did. Recently, the Defense Department did admit that these videos are real. So up until now, we've known about them. We've seen them. And here I thought, oh, because when I first heard this news, I thought, oh, we've got something new. But that's not the case. But they did confirm that they are genuine films and that they also confirmed that they've got an ongoing investigation into, well, what they call an unidentified aerial phenomena. Maybe that made him take a little bit closer interest instead of just it being something out in the general public domain that's kind of considered a little farther out there, when your own administration says, yeah, they're real.
Okay, that's disclosure. We can go home now.
Well, it is, really. It's partly disclosure. I think we got a long way to go yet, but it's something anyway.
Stephen, before I start asking you about Memphis SCOTUS investigations and Spirit Rescue and about Elvis, of course, which is an obvious question because of Memphis. Stephen, do you have any interest in particular in UFOs, UAOs, whatever?
I would love to see a UFO. And many times I've been out late at night coming home from an investigation. Of course, I'm always scanning the skies, but hasn't happened to me yet. I do have some clients that have had those experiences, so maybe it's in my future.
Well, you seem to have been close to a lot of paranormal phenomena. So here's a silly question we're all going to ask, and I have to ask it at the beginning, because this way listeners don't have to wonder, is this something he's going to cover? Why wouldn't he? We think of Memphis, we think of one person. Obviously, there are other people in Memphis. I've been to Memphis. Believe me, it's not just this one person. But, okay, I'm a rock and roller. Elvis.
Yeah.
Any connection between Elvis and ghosts and ghost hunting?
Elvis left the building, but he came back.
All right.
By that, I mean I've experienced the spirit energy of Elvis at Graceland. I went there with a couple of medium friends of mine. I'll explain a little bit later about how I experience spirit energy, but they both connected with him and had that experience. And also there was a case we worked at a building kind of catty corner to Sun Studios where Elvis recorded back in the day. And there was a young guy that was sighted there that looked a whole lot like Elvis. And this spirit would appear in rolled up blue jeans and a T-shirt. And he always kind of was down where all the ladies were congregated. I nicknamed that guy the Hound Dog. He did interact with me one night when I was down there and spent the night alone.
Our memories of Elvis weren't so friendly because it looked like in his last years he really puffed up quite a bit. He was a pretty slim guy when he was younger. In his last couple of years, you see these Las Vegas photos where he really, really fills out that uniform, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think he had a lot of health issues there towards the end. And I've read that he had struggles with sleep, you know, trying to get enough sleep and sleep regularly, and his schedule just kind of messed with that. You know, I think he got off into pharmaceuticals too heavy, and it really affected him weight-wise and every way, too.
Well, of course, we can always criticize Colonel Tom. It looks like a lot of these other rock artists were able to stay healthy, but that's not unusual. I mean, you go back to any of the major rock stars, and many of them had substance problems. I mean, go back to the Beatles. They were inhaling everything back in the 60s. And, yeah, maybe Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, the famous John Lennon song, was not necessarily about LSD. At least he says that. You can bet he did take it at one time. So we assume Elvis, being among those people, a musician, took things he should not have taken, which is sad. But let's get back to the presence of a spirit that may be the spirit of Elvis. How was this manifested? Let's go over the case histories.
Okay. Well, I had a couple of friends that came into town. One is a very gifted medium from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Linda. And I met her down there in the St. Augustine area back in 2007. She was actually on one of the paranormal shows. I think it was Psychic Kids back in the early days. And so she's a huge Elvis fan, and she wanted to go to Graceland. She'd never been. And we went, I don't know if you've ever been to Graceland, but when you take the tour and you walk into the house, the first room that you come to is off to the right. There at the entrance, there's a big white piano that used to be in there. It's been a while since I've been at Graceland. But so, I can feel the energy of spirit, so I could feel that there was a masculine energy around us. And then I kind of looked at out of the corner of my eye, and she was almost fainting. She was just trembling and looked like she's about to faint. And I said, "What happened?" And she said, "Well, he just came up and kissed me on the neck." So she's clairvoyant and she can see, and so I trust her abilities, you know, greatly. So I feel like he comes and goes there probably. You know, I think spirits go to favorite places where they lived or performed or, you know, had connections. So I think that was his energy that was there that we experienced.
Now, we all know, of course, Elvis was a very, very religious person, sang religious songs too. We'll get into more of that in a moment. Stephen Williams is with us, our guest this week, and he's the founder of Memphis Ghost Investigations and Spirit Rescue. I'm going to ask him about rescuing spirits and such. We got more to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we know that Elvis was a pretty religious person. You know, he was a deep Christianity involved there. And you think then, this is why I always wonder about these ghost cases, Stephen Williams, is that he would have gone to another place at the point of death why would he choose, or why would we expect him to choose to hang around at Graceland?
You're kind of indicating that he never left, or his energy was at the same vibration or frequency when he passed. But what happens, in my experience with spirits, actually the ones that we work with and try to help and try to rescue are the ones that we call earthbound. So they're at a lower vibration, lower frequency. And then once we help them connect with loved ones or spirits on the other side, they make a transition and their vibration raises. And at that point, it's like there's a wormhole or a portal or something that they're able to travel back and forth. So when we encountered Elvis's spirit energy at Graceland, he was in that transition state. He was not earthbound. So he had left. The way I understand the way it works is the way the spirits tell us, the ones that are crossed over, is, you know, they can come and go as they wish. So they'll come be around their family members and watch over them and, you know, visit places they like and so forth.
I'd like to know, I'd like to go way back with you and ask, how were you first exposed to the idea that there's an afterlife?
Well, originally, early on in this interview, you called me a ghost hunter, but actually, that's kind of where I started. I started looking for, you know, proof that there's an afterlife. So actually, it started for me on a ghost tour down in St. Augustine, Florida, back in 2002.
I'd like to go even further back than that. Like,
oh, okay.
At some point, we all get an idea that there's these things called ghosts or spirits or whatever they may be. And I'm just wondering when that first happened to you.
Okay. My earliest experience that I can remember, I never saw a ghost or anything or experienced that kind of energy when I was young, but when I was about 10 years old, I loved to climb trees, and I was in the top of a tree one time, just sitting up there and doing something, and leaned back, and a limb broke, and I fell out backwards about 50 feet from the ground. And somehow, on the way down, there was a little small sapling that was growing up beside this big tree. Somehow, that sapling was placed into my hands. And as it bent over, it lowered me to the ground where I was only about a foot or two off the ground hanging onto this thing. So it was quite a shocking experience. And then I just remember thinking, and I started laughing. I just remember thinking, okay, that was an angel that did that. A guardian angel saved me because, you know, I should not be talking to you right now. I should have probably broken my back or my neck from having that experience. But it was just amazing how it happened, and I had no explanation for it because I did not see that sapling or have a way to grab it. It was really placed in my hand. So that was, I think, my first indication that there was a spirit world around us. I was raised Southern Baptist, so, you know, we heard about angels and demons and so forth at church, but that was kind of a personal experience for me, and it kind of made me feel like there was more out there than meets the eye.
Oh, okay. That's pretty common, I think, for people to become sort of indoctrinated into it or at least exposed to the idea that there is some sort of afterlife through church. And then they go on to have different experiences that in their minds confirm that. When did you first realize that you had an awareness that these spirits were around you? Or around at all, for that matter.
Well, once I went on that ghost tour, and I took a couple of pictures and found a little group here in the Memphis area called the Ghost Stalkers of West Tennessee. It was just two ladies, so I sent those pictures to them. They debunked them, but I was really intrigued at that point and got a recorder and started trying to go to a little local cemetery and record EVPs, and I finally did that within a couple of weeks. And then they asked me to join up with them. So we started going into houses fairly quickly, residential investigations. And I would have all kinds of things happen around me. Stereos would turn on and off. One time we were in a house and something hit the refrigerator so hard, all the magnets flew off of it. So I had all this phenomenon going on around me. And I kept trying to come up with some kind of rational explanation for it because I was very, very skeptical in the beginning.
And then about how old were you? If you don't mind me asking at that point,
Oh, this was when I was an adult. I mean, this was years and years after, you know, I had that first experience.
20s or?
Oh, no, no. You know, fully grown adult. So,
so 30s, like in your 30s or?
No, more like my 50s.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So you had a long?
It was a long period where I was not involved in it or interested in it or, I guess, you know, busy raising a family and that type of thing and career. So, yeah, it came late for me, and actually I was not able to sense energy where I was aware of it for, you know, years and years, and that developed later. But about 3 years into my investigation work, we were in a theater in a little town north of Memphis, and we had gone in there, our little group had gone in there, and a couple of ladies had recorded about a 20-second EVP of this little girl, and she was basically complaining, I think, that we were there. It was kind of a, it almost sounded like she's saying they're laughing at me, they're talking about me, and that kind of thing. She was kind of a sing-song voice that she was using. And so we went back a couple of weeks after that. I got the idea to take some period music because she was seen like in Victorian clothing, people that had experienced her energy. And she spoke out loud in that balcony of that theater, and all of us heard that. So that was basically the proof I'd been looking for, you know, that there was actually something out there. And there was no denying it after that. So that was the night I became a true believer.
You got started this rather late in life compared to lots of people. I mean, some of us got started with some kind of paranormal thing going on since we were, I don't know, probably teenagers or before. I got started chasing after UFOs at 11. Randall had some early experiences, but your childhood was trouble-free or experience-free?
The only other thing that happened to me a couple of years after that tree climbing experience, I was at the kitchen table late one night studying, and I had a spontaneous out-of-body experience where, I mean, I was up at the ceiling looking down at my body, and that just really scared the heck out of me. So I think for years and years I shut down after that experience. That was really disturbing to me, and I didn't know if it might happen to me again, so I think that's probably one reason I shied away from everything for so long.
We've got Stephen Williams of Memphis Ghost Investigations and Spirit Rescue talking about his background and his paranormal experiences. I'm going to ask a few more questions about that as we progress and talk about the work of the organization with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened.
And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Big the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Okay, Stephen Williams, as you say, you kind of just shied away. I assume you have some kind of day job that keeps you away from the paranormal?
Yeah, I have actually worked two jobs. I'm a graphic designer by day. And then I'm a massage therapist in the evenings and on the weekends. The investigation work, you know, comes in wherever I have extra time. We've actually got a couple of investigations scheduled next month if our lockdown is lifted, as we hope, down here in Tennessee. But we've got a couple of investigations scheduled about 2-3 weeks out. So we normally do this on Friday nights and Sunday nights. My team does. We've got the abilities to go into a location within an hour or two and complete our work. So it's not one of these situations where people take a lot of equipment in and they're in there for hours and hours or maybe overnight, that kind of thing. We're very efficient and quick in our work.
I'd like to go back a little bit further again, and you'll have to forgive me about this, but I do find it very interesting how people become involved in these fields and where their beliefs come from. In your case, you consider yourself to be a clairsentient. Describe that for the audience.
Okay. So when I started in investigation work, I relied completely on equipment, and I did not have any abilities that I was aware of at that point. And I think it was maybe 2 years after I was in the work that I was sitting in the slave quarters of an antebellum home in a little town east of Memphis. And suddenly I started feeling the sensation that felt like ants were crawling on my head, kind of a tingling type feeling. I didn't know what it was. It pretty much was there for, you know, an hour or something like that. Then it stopped and I didn't understand it. The next time we went to a different location, it happened again. So I started looking, to friends and looking for a teacher maybe that could help me understand what that was. Then about 2007, I was introduced to my friend Linda that I mentioned earlier down at a conference that I was speaking at, a paranormal conference down in St. Augustine. She was the one that introduced me to spirit rescue work. By working with mediums like Linda, and I've actually been blessed to work with about a dozen mediums over the past 18 years. So I would go into a location and I would feel that tingling sensation. And I would say to my friend Linda or another medium I might be working with, and I would say, you know, do you see anyone here? And they would say, yeah, see, there's a guy over in the corner over there smoking a cigar. By their descriptions of what they saw and correlating that with what I was feeling, I've come to understand that if I feel this tingling sensation on the right side of my crown chakra area, it's masculine energy. If I feel on the left side, it's feminine. So I could walk into your houses, you know, if you guys were having spirit activity in your house, and tell you not only is the spirit that in a certain room is masculine or feminine, but I'm also able to, by how low or high that tingling sensation is on my crown chakra area, I can tell if that spirit is earthbound, if their vibration is low, or if it's someone who's crossed over. When I encountered the spirit of Elvis, his energy there at Graceland, you know, it was on the right side. It was very high up. So I knew that there was a male spirit there that was crossed over. And then by talking with Linda and the other friend of mine, who's also a medium that was there, they both validated, you know, that they actually saw him. So that's how it works for me.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. It's really quite fascinating that people have these kinds of experiences. You work with two other people mm-hmm. on your team, Kayla. She's a clairvoyant and clairaudience. Can you explain those for our audience? And you just have to sort of forgive us here because not all of us are familiar with these terms. It's kind of good for us to know what it is you're talking about when we say clairvoyant or clairaudient.
So clairvoyant means clear seeing. So basically, both Jennifer and Kayla, who are the two mediums that I work with, when we go into a location and there's a spirit there, they will be able to either see that spirit, you know, see an image of that spirit in their mind's eye, or they might see pictures that the spirit projects to them. A lot of times they will send symbols or pictures describing their life or their feelings or whatever. So that's clairvoyance. Clairaudience is clear hearing. So they also are able to pick up sentences, words, sometimes complete dialogues. And I'm able to do that occasionally. I've actually had those experiences before. It's not a constant stream for me. I'll get a little bit here and there. What's interesting is when the three of us get together, we're kind of like a power trio. You know, like in religion, you've got the number three is really powerful, and rock and roll combos, the number three is powerful. So when we get together, it's almost like we amp each other up. We kind of link together, and we're our abilities are even enhanced when we're working together like that. So that's quite interesting and very helpful too.
That must be something that gives you guys a lot of, well, it keeps you from getting bored. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, spirits are everywhere. I mean, they follow people. They're attached to objects. Yeah, I might walk into a antique store and feel someone there. Or I might go into Walmart, and all of a sudden I'm shopping and not really paying attention, and I'll feel someone, feel a spirit. And it's probably someone who is accompanying one of the shoppers in there. Maybe it's a loved one who's with that person. Could be a guide. You know, I can also feel the energy of guides and angelic type energy. I can also feel the dark stuff, darker energies too. So
how does that manifest itself? Like that? I mean, okay, I can sort of see how someone might be able to sense a presence of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Even with everyday people, living people, we aren't really sure necessarily whether or not they're, you know, like what you would say, dark or good or evil. The best con artists are the ones who fool people into thinking they're perfectly normal, friendly people. How can you tell?
Well, I think, you know, the guides that I work with have arranged for me to perceive this energy, like, you know, in certain areas around my crown chakra. So again, on the right side for me, it's masculine. Higher up, it's someone who's crossed over. It might be a guide. Might be a master type energy. When I feel energies on the very top of my crown chakra, that's almost always like angelic type energies or archangel type energies that my medium friends are actually able to see that those energies. But when I feel it, you heard people say, well, it felt like something was crawling down the back of my neck. Well, maybe because I made that statement before at one point in my life, that's where they decided to allow me to perceive that energy. So Yeah, if I walk into a site and I feel that, if I feel like it's crawling down the back of my neck, that tingling sensation, I know exactly what's there. So it's very handy.
What would that be if, say, give us an example of what a dark energy would be?
Well, you know, it could just be a person who lived who is just a horrible, horrible person. You know, there's people out right now in this city I live in, and I'm sure in your cities too, that you would not want to meet in a dark alley at night. You know, they're just bad people. So I think sometimes it's that, but a lot of times I think it's something beyond that. It might be something that was never, you know, human at any point. It's just there's some strange energy out there. I'll just say that. There's also energies, I call them posers. I've run into this quite a few times where we'll go into a site, and initially it feels like maybe a feminine energy. You get the impression it's a child. And then all of a sudden it shifts and it starts crawling down the back of my neck. So sometimes these poser type energies, trickster type energies will try to manifest as something that's benign or, you know, something you, I think most people might miss.
Okay, trickster, more to come with Stephen Williams and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Our former co-host, Christopher O'Brien, wrote that book, Stalking the Tricksters. So as soon as Stephen Williams mentioned that, I was thinking about that. But how do we know, Stephen, whether this is a trickster or what it pretends to be, something else?
Well, again, in my experience, they're not able to hold that lighter appearance. You know, they might try to pass themselves off as something that they're not, but it always seems like, especially when you have two or three people there whose vibration is very high, and that energy gets close to that high vibration, it's almost like it's repelled by it. And they're just not able to hold that pseudo-type vibration impression they're trying to project. In my experience, I've never been fooled by any of that. It's just something that you learn over time to fixate on a particular energy. To me, I kind of fixate for at least 30 seconds or a minute before I ever engage with any energies. So I want to be sure. Usually within that time frame, you know, if there's a shift, it's going to occur then.
Your colleagues with clairvoyance, would that ability also allow them to see people's auras?
Auras? Yes. Yeah, they can see energy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they could potentially then read a person's aura, and there are some people that say that they can, from that, they can determine a person's health or how well they feel at the time, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, my understanding of auras is that they're ever-changing. It's kind of like an impression of what your emotional, spiritual, mental condition is at any point in time. So, you know, you might, and I've seen auras myself, but it's not something I can just turn on and turn off at will. It just happens sometimes, but you might look at someone, you might see a green aura around them. And as they start thinking of something else or memory comes in or something like that, it might shift. So I do have a friend here in Memphis who's a medium who is able to look into energy fields and see if there's any disturbances. So sometimes she will advise people. She never makes a diagnosis. Nobody can do that. But she might advise someone, you know, hey, you might want to go and you know, go to your doctor and just get a checkup or something like that. This is almost like the spidey sense when you have these gifts and abilities. You know, it's a great responsibility, and you got to be really, really careful about how you deliver the information to people, because, you know, they might not take it in the way that you intended. It might cause them to become anxious or something. So rather than tell someone, you know, she might be able to see that they've got a clot or maybe a small cancer or something, she will not say that. She will just tell them, you know, you might want to go and get a checkup.
When it comes to working together as a team, do you guys ever disagree on what's going on, or is it something that you kind of always agree on what's going on?
Well, the way that we work, when I have a client contact me by email or phone, I will get in touch with them. I'll give them a call, and we never ask for specifics. We only ask for generalities. So if they have seen, for instance, they've seen a child spirit, a little boy walking through the house, we don't want to know that. We just want to know if they feel like they've seen an apparition. If they've had experiences in a certain room of the house, we don't want to know where that is. So we go in without any specific information, and I never tell Kayla or Jennifer anything. They go in completely cold and blind. They have zero information. The way we do this is we go in, and as soon as we get there, I'll talk with the client for a few minutes. While they get their notebooks out, they already are making connections if there are any spirits there, and they'll start taking notes. And they do that independently of each other, so they're not comparing notes while we're on site. And I get impressions too, so I don't write them down, but I just try to remember my feeling. And then as we do our walkthrough, sometimes the client goes with us and sometimes they don't. But if we're together without the client, then, we'll talk about what we're feeling or whatever, but a lot of times we will not compare notes or do anything until the very end. And then we present those findings to the client, and they either validate it or say, you know, well, we haven't experienced that. But more often than not, what we get intuitively is exactly what they've experienced in these hauntings.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with us. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever run into a situation where, say, one of you seems to be very tuned into something, but nobody else seems to be able to pick it up?
Oh, yeah. Spirits are really selective about who they will converse with or connect with. Sometimes we'll go into a house, maybe a Civil War era house, and there might be a gentleman spirit in there that lived in the house during that time period. He will not talk to them because, you know, during the Civil War, during that era, women were pretty much subservient in a lot of men's eyes, unfortunately. So he will, that spirit might only converse with me. Now, they hear what he's saying. So, they're much more clairvoyant than I am. So they will relate to me what he says, and then I will, you know, respond through them. They're selective about who they'll converse with. And I don't know if that's an energy match type thing or a personality thing or whatever, but it happens.
What about these temperature shifts that people, like, you know, you'll hear, well, there's a cold draft in my house, and people can't figure out where it's coming from or what it is. So sometimes you hear people say, well, you know, this is because there's some spirit in the room that is draining your energy or something like this. Is there any truth to that sort of thing?
The only experience I've ever had that might lend some credence to that is one night I spent the night alone in a house that one of my clients was a rental house, and they actually were driven out of the house and decided to leave. And I asked for permission to stay there one night, and it was during a raging thunderstorm. And I was walking through the house. All of a sudden, it felt like someone had just dumped a bathtub full of cold, ice cold water on me. And at the same time, I looked over, and there was a little girl, looked like she's about 6 years old, wearing a white dress. She ran past the door and giggled. And so, yeah, I think they can affect the environment around them. And because I had not seen her prior. It was not a reaction to me seeing her. It was actually maybe she drew energy from the environment around her to manifest enough for me to see her. I don't know exactly how it works, but yeah, I do feel like they can create cold spots and all kinds of sensations bodily for people, because, you know, I do feel that tingling sensation, so I know that's true.
Well, I know for our listeners out there on the Paracast that when we get into talking about ghosts, for quite a few of our listeners, that's getting way out on the fringe. We typically focus on things like alien visitation, which that's from a technical, scientific standpoint, there doesn't seem to be any reason why there couldn't be such a thing. With afterlives, it's a lot more ethereal. There's a lot less sort of reason for us to think that there even could be such a thing. And yet, people have these experiences. I know I have seen an aura before in the past. I've seen what you guys would probably call a ghost and experienced what you guys would probably think of as a haunting. So I know that the phenomena exists from my own personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we haven't maybe had that kind of level of personal experience, I think that, you know, when you mentioned the dark alley thing, I think there are people who can sense danger. They don't necessarily know why. Everything might seem perfectly fine, and yet they know that they have to get out of the way or don't go there or something along those lines. So, and people have had dreams that foretold something that has sort of come true to them, like a portent of the future. So, you know, I'd just like to urge our listeners to be kind of open-minded about this if you're not already into it, because as much as I personally don't think afterlives are possible, I certainly don't dismiss that this phenomenon is going on.
You know, before we get back into the afterlives and everything, I should remind our listeners that Randall did a newsletter column not too many weeks back on the Paracast newsletter to tell us more about it. We got more to come with Stephen, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.